talk about the final two candidates in the mayor's race. Well, what do you know? You can now vote by mail or in person up until 7 p.m. on April 4th. So now what do you do? How do you do? Where do you do? Who do you do? So let's update you a little bit on that. Alvaro Obregon is the Associate State Director of Advocacy at AARP. Alvaro, thanks for coming in. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day in Chicago.
It really is. What do you do?
So I'm the Associate State Director for Advocacy and Outreach here in for AARP Illinois. I'm based here in the Chicago office, but we have many colleagues doing similar type work throughout the state.
What you and I are about to talk about, I suppose, applies to everybody, not just senior citizens.
We're right.
We're going to talk about voting, how you do it, right?
Right, absolutely. I mean, I think that this is a great moment in time. I mean, if we look at this, because we're about to embark on deciding who's going to lead the city. As we know, you know, we're going to have a change at the top, and we get to decide.
Does AARP endorse one of the candidates?
We do not. We are nonprofit, nonpartisan. We don't have a PAC, so we don't give out to any candidate.
What issues are most important to your constituents?
So what we saw, John, is we did a survey right before the elections, right at the end of last year, and a lot of things were coming out. Obviously, crime is one of those big issues that cuts across everybody, right? But we saw a lot of folks talking about essential services. What are the essential services that are in that are happening, especially for older adults, but in the city in general? And, you know, a lot of issues like affordability, you know, can people stay in the city? And
do you hear the candidates talking about those issues that much?
You know, John, unfortunately, we have seen in the first part of the election that most of the conversation has centered around crime. And we certainly understand that. But when you get down and you dig deeper, you know, that's on the surface, but people are really concerned about a lot of things.
You say essential services. What does that mean?
Well, it could be, you know, are my streets safe to walk on? You know, so safety can be a lot of things, right? Are my sidewalks fixed? Is there lighting on my block? You know, are we able to access different types of city services, but even other types of services. So, for instance, there's senior centers that are run by the city of Chicago in part, and are they providing all the outreach that is needed for seniors?
Or the level of care
or the
within
care.
Them.
Correct.
Which is just such an important topic these days. So many of us, boy, I just every day see another article about people who are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. They have children, but they also have aging parents who need care, who are living longer now. And what are we doing to provide care for them, services for them? And that sandwich generation in the middle really is stressed out right now about how to manage both ends of the spectrum.
Well, I can speak to that directly because I am 56 years old, but I'm a caregiver for my mom who's 91 and my uncle who is 83. And so they live with me and I try to balance work and my personal life and also their care. So I have to do everything from, you know, taking them to the doctor to, you know, making sure that their medications are up to date. I have to sort their medicines, you know, all of that. And it's tremendous pressure. And those are the types of things that people are concerned about.
And not always so sexy. Not so sexy as we're going to get more police on the street, which is important. And senior citizens can be victims of crime. But I think this whole category is sort of not getting the attention that it deserves.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And what we were hearing even from some of the candidates, so we interviewed all of the candidates. They came into our office, and so we established a relationship with them because we said whoever makes it into the runoff, we want to be able to talk to you about the issues, have another forum, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And every one of them said to us, you know, these issues are important. And, you know, some of them even said to us, you know, we're not being asked these questions.
The demographic that voted the most in the first round was people over the age of 50. The demographic that voted more than in the previous election, only one voted more, and that was people over the age of 50. I know you know that, but it just goes to show what power players, if you will, senior citizens can be in an election like this.
And I think that we need to remind them that. The candidates, that's correct. I mean, we need to remind them that, but we also need to remind the general, you know, population, the voters, that really the power lies in them. We are nonpartisan, as I said, but people need to know that their voice has power.
I can vote by mail.
You can.
I can vote in person.
You can.
I can register same day.
You can. You can do all of these things.
If I want to vote by mail, am I getting in my city mailbox a ballot?
So what you need to do, John, is you need to go to the Board of Election site to apply for your mail-in ballot.
Oh.
So you can go there and ask for that to be mailed to you. That needs to be done by March 30th. And the reason is because Election Day is April 4th, and it needs to get to you, and you need to return it or to have it postmarked by April 4th. Yep.
Okay, so I've got 10 days to have them send me one. I'm not going to automatically get one. I can fill it out, and then I can mail it in.
Correct. And we have a lot of information on our website. Because, you know, if you go to the Board of Elections, I mean, it's all there. Sometimes it's difficult to navigate. But if you go on to AARP Illinois, which is aarp.org/IL, you will find not only all of the information that we're talking about right now, but we will also have video voter guides where the candidates will have a short period of time, both candidates, to speak to the voters, right? So they will... That they will have a short video that we produce and telling folks about their vision for the city of Chicago and a lot of other information that is going to be on that website.
If you are a citizen of Chicago, you can vote. If you're new, if you haven't registered, you can register. If you want to vote by mail, you can vote by mail. If you want to vote tomorrow or today, you can. If you want to wait on Election Day and do it in person, you can. There's nothing to keep a citizen of Chicago from voting, and everything you need to know on how to do it is at aarp.org/IL. BU 18 or 108, aarp.org/IL. It's the perfect voter guide. Okay, I like the sound of all of that. Alvaro, I probably will have more questions between now and then, but thanks for getting us started today.
Thank you so much for having us, and thanks for educating the voters of the city of Chicago and beyond. These are some important elections that are coming up.
Yeah, we're going to live with the results of this for a while. Alvaro Obregon is the Associate State Director of Advocacy at AARP.